Brady Jasper now joins us as we talk Hiawatha girls basketball. The Lady Redhawks are 13-3 on the season and 7-3 in the Big 7 League. We talked last week about the tough loss to Nemaha Central following the tournament championship and then a loss against Jeff West 38-31 last Friday. You knew those were going to be really tough games, Coach, second time through against really good Big 7 League opponents. So I know probably a little bit disappointed in not getting the win, but were you disappointed with how the team played and competed, or was it just a matter of not being able to make quite enough plays to win those games?
Well, as you said, it was kind of disappointing to lose both of those games at home. We knew they were going to be tough games against good teams. We were hoping to win them both, split, something like that, but not to get either of them was kind of disappointing on our home court after we'd been playing pretty well. And we didn't play poorly against either of them. Maybe like you said, just a couple plays here or there would flip-flop that game. But as our team was talking, you know, we got to take our own responsibility for making those small plays or the little things at the end of the games to make the difference. So we're just going to keep trying to plug away at it and keep going on.
You bet 31 points against Jeff West, the season low. Is that more to do with their defense, or you feel like just missed or couldn't get as many good looks, I guess, or knock shots down in that game? What did you feel like was the biggest struggle offensively?
I feel like they did a good job of guarding us. That's true. But we also had some miscues on some parts of our offense that normally had been pretty good, and a few things that some shots that might go in normally that did not that night. But again, some of it on us, some of it probably credited them too. So we didn't spend a whole lot of time analyzing that thing. We had to just pick ourselves up and dust off and get ready for Riverside.
Yeah, Riverside, a good game. You bounce back, get a good win, 57-43 last night. Obviously, a good night for the offense again, and pretty steady performance. Riverside, a team that have been playing pretty well. What had pleased you, I guess, the most, or that you saw from your team that you really liked last night?
Yeah, we were concerned about Riverside. They were coming in here winning like six of their last seven games and gaining momentum and playing well. And I was watching some video of them to prepare, and I was really impressed with their tall girl was aggressive around the basket and rebounding. And so we knew we had to get ready, but we played pretty well. We scored well and consistently throughout the game. Clara had 19, I think, that kind of led us. Our Salinas had 14 points and six or seven steals. So she played well all around last night. And we were doing some good things at the end of the game with the lead. So that was good practice for that as well.
Now you try to keep it rolling. As you mentioned, man, it's so tight, the league standings, the sub-state seedings, and all of a sudden we look and there's only four games left in the regular season. Unfortunately for you, three of the four are on the road, including this Friday night at Holton. So what are some keys, some thoughts for practice here the next couple games as you try to kind of build momentum here towards the home stretch?
Yeah, we feel like we've been playing at home almost the entire second semester, so to be on the road at Holton is going to be new or different for us. So we got to be ready for Holton on Friday. And our girls, we've had lots of conversations about the things that you just said, how tight the games are going to be, how close the race is for the league standings or sub-state seedings. And that really kind of boils down to not just how close or tight the overall picture is, but underneath that is one play at a time, one rebound at a time, one costly turnover late in one of those games. That's what everybody, all the teams, need to be turning their attention to.
You bet. Well, we'll be in Holton on Friday night to broadcast that game. Best of luck, Coach. Look forward to seeing you again.
All right. See you there.
Brady Jasper, head coach of the Lady Hawks. We'll talk Hiawatha boys basketball next.